Dr. Nick and Hot Aussie Chick Show is brought to you by the LasVegasAdvisor.com, CasinoMeister.com, and ThePog.com. Three great sites for all your casino gaming information needs.
This is the Dr. Nick and Hot Aussie Chick Show, where we talk everything casinos and help you get the advantage.
Hi, everyone, and hello, Dr. Nick. What's happening?
Oh, not much. It is another scorcher in Las Vegas, 108 degrees today.
I can hear people screaming in the background.
Well, that's not really a... Oh, that's not a person. That is a pet parrot.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yes.
So if you hear a pet parrot in the background, I was watching it for somebody, and I was cutting up some apples, and it called me a butthead.
Okay.
And then also, a little later on in the day, it told me happy birthday, and it's not anywhere near my birthday.
Okay.
So apparently... Yeah. Apparently, this particular bird has like a 200-word vocabulary, so he is exercising those liberally, I suppose.
Well, it's one hell of a bird. Let's hope that he doesn't break out in more voice. I mean, if he's saying butthead, I don't know what else he could say.
I don't know either. Now, anyway.
While we're live, I mean, well, you know, recording. Right. Just for the record, I do not have a bird near me. What I do have... is a teenage son, and he is playing Fortnite. Now, he does have headphones on, and probably doesn't know that I'm hiding away recording, so if you suddenly hear, I'm being sprayed! Quick, up to the right! That is, you know, that's the explanation.
Well, good to know.
I'm not sure, do we go ahead and continue recording? You know,
why not?
Like that happened?
Yes, I think it adds a little character to the show.
I think so, too. Speaking of character... I'm going to just go completely off track. You know, every week we've got to write a whole bunch of stuff down. I'm going to go off track, and I'm going to say that we are going to go around the world. I suppose it's not off track. We're going to go all around the world, casinos all around the world this week in like 50 minutes. So much has happened. I don't even know if I can breathe while we're speaking about all of this stuff.
Well, let's take it just...
From Australia to Cambodia to the USA to Europe and Scotland and so on and so forth. There's just so much. And even online, such as Grand Theft Auto. Speaking of gaming,
wow.
let's just start with that, even though it's not in order of list. So... The Grand Theft Auto Casino, not that most people are going to want to hear about this, but, you know, those that did listen last week about the new casino on Grand Theft Auto, there are two exciting hidden casino challenges.
Okay.
That's all I've got to say about that.
Have you investigated them at all, or are they just to
I have investigated them. I have indeed investigated them. And let me tell you about them. So one, you go to the bar and you order a drink. I'm not going to say all of the details, but you order a drink.
Does the busty bartender throw it in your face? Because that happens in real life quite a bit.
Really?
From what I know, yes.
Okay, well, no, it doesn't. You actually order a Macbeth whiskey shot. So there you go. There's a little hint for anyone who's playing blah, blah, blah. After drinking it, a whole bunch of stuff will happen. So that's the first one. And the second one, I'm not going to do that. That's kind of cheating. That's taking all the fun away. So they can go find out themselves. And in any case, that's for the people playing that. The people in real casinos, Southeast Asia... Wow.
Lots of bad stuff.
Well, Kind of, yes. And they spread across the world. No offense, Asia. But right. Southeast Asia, last week we spoke of China and other countries having talks. And in any case, the Southeast Asian, Cambodia as an example, will not be issuing or renewing online gaming licenses. So there's another one down the gurgler. Because China's just raging.
Yes, and also I heard the Philippines also will not be issuing any new licenses till the end of the year as well.
Correct.
So they are clamping down on the online casino business, apparently.
Now, let's remember that there were thousands of employees going from China to places like from Philippines, rather, to places like China to work. Thousands. And China said that they'll take their passports and actually beat them up if they catch them doing it. So, or whichever way it went, I don't know. We spoke about it last week. Go and listen to last week's show. Regardless.
Yes, and last, as I recall from what I hear about this one, actually China was actually lashed out against the Philippines for encouraging the offshore gambling with the Chinese customers.
Right.
Excuse
yes.
me. Yes. Yes. So, yes, yes. So the Philippine regulators are, you know, saying, okay, they're going to review the situation. They're not going to stop altogether, but they're actually not going to be issuing any new licenses. So who knows what's going on? I know the Chinese has cramped down on the internet quite a bit. When I was there, there was no access to Facebook, no access to Google. So I can't imagine it would be too hard for them to ban these Chinese gamblers from gambling online, unless, of course, they're using a VPN.
Right. Well, I would not want to be a Chinese person using a VPN and breaking the law over there, because if they do what they do to employees, gosh knows. I've been speaking previously, in fact, to a person from China who says if you go being violent and doing this kind of stuff, they don't, like, take you through court. They just, like, shoot you.
Yeah, the Chairman Mao is probably, he's killed tens of millions of Chinese dissidents over the years. So, yes, not a good place to
mess around.
Disobey the will of the leaders, I suppose.
With that said, Japan doesn't have any guns, correct? But they do have since 1 year ago.
Well, I think they have guns. I don't think they're available to normal citizens.
Oh, but, well, regardless, they've got very low crime rates, I believe.
Possibly.
I don't know.
Possibly.
But a year ago, Japan approved the law of permitting the creation of so-called integrated resorts. Those would incorporate Japan's first legal gambling casinos.
Correct. So, and as I recall, the very first project was going to be the Wynn properties, and also, you know, MGM and the Sands and are all can also compete. But I believe Wynn has got his first, or the Wynn Corporation essentially has its first project moving forward there, at least in the exploratory phase. So we'll see how that turns out.
How exciting. So it's of 2020. From 2020. Well, Dr. Nick, you are still with us, right?
I am, yes.
Okay. You sound like you're kind of underwater and you're cutting in and out. That's okay. We got all the... I think we understood Wynn and a few other things. That's all right. We continue on. We'll blame the bird.
Naughty okay.
Bird. So Japan is moving forward in that respect. Nothing about online gaming, I don't think. But at the same time, oh, wow, all of that junket stuff. You know, when we're talking about Japan and China and Southeast Asia and whatever else... and you said bad stuff happening. Well, I suppose it is when it comes to Australia.
Yes, I've heard. Why don't you enlighten us about the new, I guess, charges or explorations or investigations going on?
All of that kind of stuff. Well, to start with, they think that they're going to control all of this junket kind of stuff. And, you know, I'd kind of like your input onto that, into this, because it doesn't seem to happen anywhere else in the world. But AUSTRAC, which... you know, kind of controls financials. It's a financial intelligence agency in Australia. It's examining potential gaps in regulations that dictate what casinos must know about their gaming clients as part of a probe into the risk of casino junkies. Now, surely that's being done around the rest of the world.
Perhaps. I know when, I mean, when Las Vegas first opened up, I guess, in the 50s, they really didn't care. There was no concern where the money was coming from. And even some time with the with my time with the MIT blackjack teams, you know, in the early 2000s, in the late 90s, when things were going well, one of our head big players, Semyon Dukak, had the reputation of being a Russian arms dealer. He had a thick. He was from Russia, and he was at MIT studying, and he did have the heavy Russian accent. And at that time, they really just didn't care where the money comes from. I don't think they care as long as they're getting it.
What about cash out limits?
And cash out limits are universal in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, which means that any amount among $10,000. Has to be reported to the U.S. Department of Treasury. Any transaction above $10,000, they file what they call a CTR report or a cash transaction report. Now, that is not dictated by the casinos. That is dictated by the government, the Department of Treasury. However,
right. Now it makes sense.
Yeah, just so you know, a lot of casinos have internal thresholds. They have, usually it's about $3,000 before they want some sort of ID or player's card or something it triggers the internal audit.
There you go, people. Don't be trying to cash out more than that, or internal audited you will be. So that's what's happening here. Australia has said, okay, that's it, $10,000 cash out. So I suppose they're following the rest of the world. That means they're very far behind. They're saying a cash out limit of $10,000, they think, would lessen the risk of money laundering across the board, but particularly institutes like casinos.
I don't believe so, because Las Vegas and casinos in general are notorious for laundering money. And, you know, it'll just take up a little more time for them to do now
I myself have had people that have over the cash out limit and can't be bothered, so they just give me some of their chips and away I go and cash it for them.
Now, if anybody has ever seen the movie 21 with Kevin Spacey,
I think everyone's seen that.
Well, yes, but there was a scene in that movie, actually, that is derived from what we really did when we were working with the MIT teams, is that when we had a big score, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars or more, we would recruit strippers we would give them $100 for every
Nick.
Well, I'm just telling you, we would recruit strippers, and for every, you know, $9,000 they turned in, we would give them $100. So, and no one really questioned the strippers because they figure, you know, they get, you know, large sums of money from high rollers. So that's one way that they got around it in the movies that was actually taken from real life.
Well, the Australian government is going to hate us if we continue to give our listeners ideas of how to, for all we know, the junkets are listening in. Well, they probably
possibly. Well, I don't know. Does Crown Casino have strippers?
No.
Okay. Well, there's got to be strip clubs in Melbourne, right?
There is, yes. So go to the strip clubs in Melbourne, find yourself some strippers, $100, give them a drink.
You have an interesting story about when you were broadcasting from a strip club, don't you?
I do. That was in Las Vegas.
Yes.
That was Sapphire in Las Vegas. So I was the entertainment for the night. Not as a stripper. I repeat, not as a stripper. And I went to the back door, all dressed in my hot little orange dress and my, you know, stiletto high heels. And the back door manager said, hi, you're working tonight? And I, of course, said yes. And that resulted in him saying, go up behind the back of the stage area. And then I realized he was looking at me strangely, you know, because I'm Australian. So he's
right.
Obviously not used to Australian strippers. And then I was like, no, not that kind of work. I'm doing a radio broadcast, a live radio broadcast. There's a poker tournament on. I'll be on stage doing that. I'm not stripping. I don't know, compliment or not. What is that?
I would say maybe.
Maybe a compliment?
Maybe a compliment, yes.
Well, even if it was a compliment, you'd never compliment me. Back to Australia. So I'm
back
just like
to
going, right, we've got to go all around the world. And I know I'm speaking 10 million miles an hour, but everyone will understand why once we get through what is one heck of a week of content, mostly laws.
Yes.
So Star City was caught with junkets, the same as Crown Casino was.
Now, Star City is in Sydney, not in Melbourne, correct?
Correct. Star Entertainment is Australia's second largest casino operator, and they are based in Sydney. So on Friday, they made a mutual decision to close the high roller room.
Why?
Well, so Sun City, the Star, basically, they're the largest Macau-based junket agent, and they admitted to it. They didn't care. But, I mean, you know, take what I just said then with a grain of salt. I was reading an article, so I shouldn't probably say that in case they sued me. But anyhow, the fixed room would stop because, you know, they stop that room and then they stop all of the high roller money. Does that make sense?
Right. If they close the room, then the people are no longer betting. There's a specific room in casinos where usually the minimum bets are quite a bit higher, $5,000, $10,000, a spin
right.
of the roulette wheel or a pan of blackjack or a three-card poker, whatever you might want to do.
Right. So they're retreating. They're stopping the use of the junkets, they have decided. And they're closing that room. Sun City is the largest Macau-based junket agent that brings the cashed-up Chinese punters to casinos in Australia and around the world, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
So these people, the fixed room of Sun City will be discontinued, is what the guy said. Mr. Beaker said on Friday, that's the Star Casino. They had a small fixed room and the room is being closed. Now, of course, that all came after the whole Crown thing and the 60 Minutes and all of the other reporters who were involved in the sting. And he, this Mr. Beaker, he didn't continue to comment on the extent to which Star would continue to have dealings with Sun City. So they're the junket providers, right? Sun City,
correct.
The largest junket operator in the world. Nonetheless, they did speak about closing the room. So Sun City offers VIP services such as transportation, accommodation, all of that stuff who travel to Melbourne, Crown Melbourne, and whatever else. Yada, yada, yada. You get the hint. Closure of Sun City's rooms.
Right, but they've also, from what I've read about the article, the junket operators are also... They've also are in negotiation or have been over the last couple of years since 2014, I believe, that they operate one of the VIP rooms in Melbourne. Is that still correct?
No idea.
No idea.
Probably.
Okay.
That's something someone's going to have to look up.
Well, I believe I read that before, you know, on things. So they're operating one of the, oh, here it is right here. And it says, sources with knowledge of the situation have confirmed that Sun City's fixed high roller room at the Crown Casino in Melbourne, South Bank, will also be closing as a result of the company's return. So they've been operating. So that actually also applies to the Melbourne Casino
as well as
the Sydney.
Yes,
all of them.
Yes. So this is something that's very hard to explain. So Sun City brings the Junkers, they send them to Crown, they send them to Star City. So they're closing down the rooms in Star City, yes, and Crown. I suppose I was just kind of fixed on Star City because that was the last thing I talked about.
Right. Okay. So let's actually, let's move over to the United States if there's anything other, anything else that we need to go through.
Well, there is.
Oh, there's still more foreign?
There's more foreign? Well, no, there's nothing in Australia. Well, there might be more in Australia that I think of later. I've done so much reading this week, as of you, I know, to try and keep up with casino and gaming news. It's a big job.
Okay.
Huge job. Yes. So to go from Nevada to Australia to New Zealand, as I said at the start, massive, massive thing to do. In Nevada, the unions are fighting to stay alive.
Yes, I remember there was, they actually walked out of the Palms a couple weeks ago. And there, when I drove by there, I called you and I actually showed my FaceTime to you.
Uh-huh.
And remember, we saw all the police out there and everything.
Right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So essentially, they voted on a contract and they agreed to it. And then the station casinos, I believe, reneged on it because new management came in. I believe, I'm not exactly 100% sure, but they got very upset. And the Culinary mm-hmm. Workers Union, the Bartenders Union, everybody. Have begun picketing, so we'll see what happens.
Yes, the fight is on with unions. Can they stay alive? Will they not? Will the casinos win over them? That is not happening in Massachusetts, though. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission, the MCG, no,
yeah,
MGC. That's our. In Australia, we have the MCG, which is the Melbourne Cricket Ground, and that is where fabulous teams like the Richmond Tigers play. And every time.
Go ahead.
Every time I read MGC, I always say MCG. I'm such an idiot, but whatever. Or every time I think of MGC, I say MCG. It's the football in my brain. Anyway, it's holding off on the Regency license that it was going to hand on out because they think it's the saturation is going to upset the Mashpee Wena, I can't even pronounce the tribe's name, one of the Indian tribes.
Okay.
Now, that tribe, they were approved to construct a $1 billion integrated casino resort in Taunton. I think that's how you pronounce it. Obviously, I have a lot of difficulties pronouncing the names of places I don't know, such as, what is that national park?
Yosemite. Yes.
That's the one. It's not Yosemite.
Yes, not Yosemite.
So that's all happening in Massachusetts. I mean, you know, these people clearly have gone along with these people. The casino has come along. It's a $300 million casino. Its proposal has been submitted for its final Category 1 license. And they're just like, yeah, nah, we're going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Don't want to upset the Indian tribes.
Right, because that and what where
is that in, a normal thing that happens there?
Where in the U.S.?
Yes, but the Indian sometimes. Tribes get all, you know. I would have thought that they'd like the competition.
Possibly not. All we do know is that the Indian reservation is governed by the federal legislators,
mm-hmm.
Congress, and the Senate, and those people donate quite a bit of money to those campaigns. And the lawmakers tend to make laws that favor the casinos that are on, or the tribes. So,
well, this casino would actually create more than 1,000 permanent jobs. And it'd have $50 million in annual state and local tax revenue. And it's trackside. It sounds absolutely fabulous. Like, right next to a racetrack. So, obviously, it's going to help with the thoroughbred industry, right?
And
the
race. It's quite possible, the gambling, at least. I'm not sure if the industry itself will become better, but there'll be more money put on it, I'm assuming.
So, it's Wareham Park, the casino. And apparently, 275-acre set of land in Wareham, obviously.
Okay.
I don't know. It reaches as far as Cape Cod, whatever that is.
Cape Cod is a nice place on the East Coast.
Well, very it sounds lovely. Fabulous to me. Imagine going to a casino, trackside anyway. I don't suppose I'm ever going to go to Massachusetts, but for the people that are, that's a little disappointing, in my opinion.
Yes, I would say so.
You're just agreeing with me today.
Of course, of course.
You did not agree with something throughout the week, though. I remember you voicing your opinion to me greatly on a woman who left her kids in the car, which I have to admit is the most horrible thing to do. Please explain. Oh.
When? I don't recall this conversation.
You said a woman left her kids in the casino.
Oh, yes, yes, I think yes,
in,
this.
I don't know, Philadelphia. This was in,
this was in Philadelphia, I believe. What happened was the a woman went in to gamble at the casino for a couple hours and left her children in the car, and child services were notified because there's obviously you can't do that.
You're like in the oh gosh, yeah, are you okay there?
I am. I was just reading something else, another interesting story about something that happened in Las Vegas. But yes,
How hot is it there right now?
Oh, it was like 108 degrees, 109 degrees today.
Would it be that hot in this place you call Philly?
Would be not quite as hot, but it would probably be in the 90s, but the humidity is quite a lot higher, so probably about the same. Yes.
Either way, you don't mean leaving kids in cars.
No, I'd understand. Kids can be a pain, but I wouldn't do it.
Well,
it's like if your children were kidnapped, I know you would eventually would pay the ransom. Now, you might wait a week or two just to give yourself a break, but you would pay
them. Come to agreements with terrorists. Mm. Children, never.
I think after a while they would, after a couple hours, they would say,
Dr. Nick, you are muffled.
You're the terrorist, not you. How about now? Am I better
rolling
now?
Around in the clover?
Am I better now?
You are. Let's continue. Okay. Let's continue. This is we're all around the place today.
Bird, yes.
Games, muffled, cutting in and out, whatever. That's what happens when you travel from one country to the other in the span of 50 minutes.
Yes.
To the next. I'm still in the USA. So upstate New York. Explain where this is to me and to everyone else.
Upstate New York. That is like near Canada.
Oh, okay. So it's like sort of near Michigan or it isn't?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, they are going to sell one of the casinos there. So there's another one up for sale.
Really?
In the casino business. Yes. After last week, talking about all of the casinos for sale, I thought that I would look around. And what do you know? This came up for sale. It's a Resort World Catskills.
Okay.
Apparently that's up for sale. It's publicly traded as Empire Resorts. It was considering bankruptcy, in fact, which would, you know, allow it obviously to refinance and reorganize its finances and whatever else. But instead, it decided that it would sell. So this is the good news for our listeners. If you ever want to own part of a casino, common stock for $9.74 per share. Oh, wait, hold on. No. They're selling it to someone else. You can't.
Oh, it's been sold.
I take that back. God, I'm such a fool today. You know, I've been a fool all week because I've been thinking I just want to go and spend $20 so that I own part of a casino. And I can't.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Why?
Not especially with the way the casino industry has been going. They're just not doing well right now.
I suppose they are all over the place, and this show kind of proves that. Anyhow, yes. Another one up for sale. And if I owned the Laughlin Casino, is it Laughlin?
Laughlin.
Well, I'd probably sell that.
Which one?
The one that was robbed this week.
Oh, yes.
You told me about.
Yes, another one. This is like the second casino, or not the second casino, but this is this casino that was robbed in Laughlin. A guy went in, and I believe the perpetrator was shot and killed.
So he's dead. And in my finger. If I owned that, I'd be selling it.
And that's last actually the second, I believe. I remember last year, I think. Second person killed in trying an attempted robbery of a casino. The Bellagio was robbed last year for the second time. And this time, the guy just had extreme bad luck because he went in there and there were like 20 police officers there looking for a lost or abducted or taken child. And they all went after him.
One left in the car, like that woman.
No, not one left in the car. It was missing or couldn't be found or something. Right. Something to that extent. But all I know is that there was a reason for these 20 or 30 police officers to be at the Bellagio. And they ran over there, and of course they drew their guns, and the guy had a gun, and he was shot and killed.
Wow.
And funnily enough, it was the same guy that robbed the Bellagio poker room maybe 2 years ago, in 2017, I believe.
Well, this Laughing Man, or whatever you call the place, the one that robbed whatever it is.
Laughlin.
Okay, so he was given the opportunity to surrender peacefully, and he didn't. So he's just an idiot.
Well, he probably just didn't like the prospect of being in jail for that many years. And
than being dead.
I suppose, but take it from me, someone who's been in jail, it is not a...
That's right.
Not a pleasant experience. Hours feel like days, days feel like weeks, and weeks feel like months almost. So
I've got as far as being strip searched just about and fingerprinted, and then they let me go. So
okay.
I can't say I've been to jail. I'm not a hardened criminal like you.
Oh, I wouldn't say I'm a hardened criminal. But I'm definitely not a criminal in any sense.
While we're talking about things being sold, like not that they're going to sell the casino, but I really would. I mean, if someone was shot dead in my casino, I'd just be out of there. There's all kinds of bad karma and stigma and whatever else associated with people lying dead on the floor. In any case, the closing of the Hard Rock, another thing.
Yes, the closing of the Hard Rock. Yeah, the Hard Rock Casino, the Hard Rock Casino has announced that in February of 2020, it will be closing its doors, not permanently, but just for about 8 months, possibly sooner, to revamp and remodel the Hard Rock Casino Las Vegas, because as everybody knows, it was bought by Richard Branson last year and everything's finally been closed and finalized. Mm-hmm. So they are going to do some remodeling.
Because I didn't know that.
Well, most people. Well, maybe they mentioned it before. And I believe they're going to be doing a lot of remodeling, and a new management company, I believe, might be coming
in.
Who
is this man?
The owner of Virgin Records and subsequently Virgin Airlines and Virgin Australia. His name is Richard Branson.
So,
and he's English.
He's English?
He is English, yes.
So do we know anything about their rewards program? Will we be able to get...
Not yet, but it may be different. It may stay the same. It all depends on what management company they bring in.
All know that I bank with Virgin Australia. By bank, I mean I have money sitting there waiting to be spent. All of our listeners know this. So I will, and, you know, the points. I'm always after the points, so... I would 100% go to the Hard Rock Casino if they did that. So if he's listening,
it's possible. They might tie it to their point system for their traveling and their records and points. But I'm not really sure yet, because I believe they're going to keep the Hard Rock name, or it might be the Virgin Hard Rock or Hard Rock Virgin or something to that extent, but like I said, no details have been announced yet. They only have announced that they will be closing for remodeling, and there will be a few thousand people out of work for those 8 months.
Well, they might lay off everybody. I think they should rename it the Hard Rock Virgin.
Well, That's might be a possibility. I know the Seminoles, the Hard Rock Seminoles in Florida, they have that.
See, there you go. They added that to the end of that. So there's no reason they couldn't call it a Hard Rock version.
Yeah, it's possible. Possible. But we will see.
So
we
won't go bust, right? What happens to all the tourists that want to go and see the Hard Rock? I mean, I'd be pretty upset if I didn't get to see it and I just planned my trip there.
Well, you'll be able to see. Well, the best part about the Hard Rock, in my opinion, is the rock and roll memorabilia that they have around. It's pretty very very cool.
Are they moving it somewhere? Does anyone know?
I don't know. None of that has been announced yet. All I know is they've made plans. I don't even know if they've finalized the remodeling plans yet. But they must have. If they figured out it's going to take X amount of time to do that. Now, when you walk into the Hard Rock, as soon as you walk in, the whole gambling arena is just like the circus, like the where all the table games are at.
It's so circle. Very nice.
Yeah, so they might change that. They might not. But ironically, they just did remodel it a couple years ago, maybe 18 months ago. They just finished remodeling the whole new sports book area and yeah, so I'm not sure
that's
what
the
they're
casino
planning on doing.
That's across from the ketchup place.
Oh, you're the burger place,
once
Checkers.
I asked, yes. Once I asked if they could explain to me where the toilet was, and they replied, "The ketchup's over there."
Yes.
I don't understand why I would need ketchup to go to the bathroom, but whatever.
Well, they're not exactly Rhodes Scholars working at those burger places, so.
No more. Bad news could possibly come for a 17-year-old. Pardon me. Then this, someone such as my daughter who messes around on things. Apple is limiting stimulated gambling to users age 17 plus.
Okay, I think you meant to say simulated gambling, not stimulated gambling.
Did I say stimulated?
You did.
I told you I was messing my words up. Just so everyone knows, if I suddenly stop talking, I have got like a headache in one spot. Like you could literally touch this one spot. It is hurting so bad. And I keep rubbing around my eyes and thinking, oh my gosh, am I having a stroke? So if I'm sounding a little out of it today, I think that that's why. So simulated gambling. Apple had already cracked down. Last time we spoke to you all, they were not allowing the use of, like, they have a credit card coming out. Actually, right. this was about almost a month ago. I was so excited that the credit card was coming out. Then I read I can't use it for any gambling transaction. And I was like, are you kidding me? Forget about it then, Apple. No more. Anyhow, now they're stopping gambling to children.
Well, I wonder how they can tell how old a caller is.
I can help you.
Owner.
I can help you with that. I have family sharing set up. Everyone gets their Apple ID, and maybe they can get around that. but they enter their date of birth and their name and all that kind of stuff. And then, as an example, my daughter on my family sharing, some things I have to give approval for. So it sends a dit-dit, an alert, and then I'm like, yep, okay, go right ahead.
Okay.
You know, because she's one of the, because she's a child on the family account. However, I'm sure people can get away with this, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
You just make your date of birth. It's like when my children were sneaking around and trying to play online poker underage.
Right. And I think you know a little bit.
You could say they can try.
I know your children tried that successfully.
Yes, very successfully, being thousands upon thousands of people in online poker. Though, I've told the story incorrectly, which I didn't realize until just recently. We had a huge conversation, and one of my sons came second. Are you okay?
Oh, not first. Oh, yes, I was just yawning.
Oh. Yes, he came second, not first, second, and the other one came first. But out of thousands upon thousands of people online in horse tournaments, that is good.
Of course.
Anyhow, So that's Apple cracking down again. However, the Ukraine, I'm just a non-stop chatterbox today, aren't I?
Yes, good news for the Ukrainians.
Apparently so. While everyone is losing casinos or having them put on hold because of Indian tribes or gaming regulators such as the MGC, got it right, there you go.
There you go.
The Ukraine is thinking that they might work out how to legalize gambling all over again. How good is that?
Oh, that's good for them and good for the Ukrainians.
Yes, the president of Ukraine has made a statement on the possible restoration of the gambling business. I'm just ecstatic.
And
I don't even live in the Ukraine. I love to hear exciting stories like that. I am sick to death of us being treated like, well, we have no freedom. We really don't.
Yeah, they're taking away everything a little bit by at a time. In Australia, I know that for a fact. Well, technically they can have online gaming there, but it's very complicated and has to be by owned and operated and servers. Everything has to be within the Australian borders. But so maybe it's coming back. But right now, everything is put on hold, which doesn't make a lick of sense to me, because you can still sports bet online and do all that stuff and horse bet online there. Mm-hmm. But apparently you can't play poker.
No, you can't. Well, you can if it's by an online operator that is in Australia with a servers in Australia and so on in Australia and Australia.
But there's no, but that there is not, there is, yeah, there's nothing like that yet, though, is there?
Well, PokerStars did invest in CrownBet, so I'm hoping they're going to say, we're Australian, move some servers here. I don't know. I would actually cheer on 888
okay.
to go to Australia, probably more.
Now, also,
but anyhow, Ukraine.
Yes, in opposite, in direct contrast, the Norway, as well as Argentina, have both put up roadblocks to limit online poker.
Yeah.
Or online gambling, right?
It's like a yin and a yang, isn't it?
For every one that goes up, there's one that goes down.
Yes. That's all in 1 week. Everyone has to remember, this is all in 1 week. I mean, it's just nuts. Right? So,
yes,
Norway is blocked.
Unbelievable.
Norway is 100% blocked. Argentina could shut down. I don't think it's quite shut down yet. They're planning to shut it down.
Well, what I want to say is things aren't looking good there.
No, I know, right? So Ukraine's making us all hopeful. Not so much online gambling in Ukraine. Gambling, end of story.
Right.
Whereas everyone else is, like, just putting restrictions on. Even, like, I don't understand how these credit card companies can just think that it's great for their business if they don't let gamblers use their credit cards. I mean, what happens? You go to, let's use the Bellagio as an example, or the Rio, okay? The Rio, the famous home of the World Series of Poker right now, even though they're sold. Let's just say you go there and you're using your card in the casino to pay for meals, withdraw cash for paying for meals, or even things like paying for your motel room. Like, do they restrict all of that?
I don't know. That is an excellent question. I know.
Well, I'm not going to get one of their credit cards. Macquarie Bank, forget it. You know, you're losing my business. And hopefully any listener in Australia or anywhere else that uses Macquarie Bank. Apple.
I know that you can buy, at the World Series of Poker, you can do poker buy-ins with credit cards.
Not with some of them you can't.
Yes.
Macquarie Bank.
Last year you could, because I saw people doing that, but I'm not sure what it's going to be like this year, so we'll have to wait and see.
Well, hopefully that's all of the credit card operators that shut the heck down, because this is just terrible. It's like the whole gambling world is sinking, to be honest.
Well, we're not exactly a moral country. I mean, they try to be and they pretend to be, but, you know, Las Vegas itself makes its whole income, or most of its income, on, you know, marketing itself as a place where you can go to do all sorts of things that you normally wouldn't do.
So possibly.
I just said the word sinking.
Sinking, yes.
Which reminded me of a funny story that I read this week.
Oh, boy.
A funny poker story. Actually, okay. It might have been today that I read it.
All right.
It might have been one of my wake-up stories. Guess what happened?
It has to do with somebody sinking?
Literally, yes. So, 12, more than 12, I think it was, poker players sunk in the water. Literally. So they were on a houseboat playing poker. And there were too many people on one side, you know, which isn't always a good thing. Well, it's never a good thing, is it?
No.
The boat tipped over. The whole houseboat tipped over. I kid you not, Dr. Nick. The whole thing went over. So this is in California. It was a three-story houseboat. It sunk on the lake. It was during a poker event.
Because it was off. Because it was unbalanced, or
yes, I'm telling you the truth. I know it's hard to believe, but it became overloaded from too many people, specifically on one side. That's what the authorities have said.
That's insane. Speaking of authorities, that reminds me of another story that happened in Colorado.
In Colorado
this year, or not this well this year obviously, but just recently,
a woman. Before we talk about this, I just want everyone to picture cards and chips and stuff floating all over the place everywhere and how angry you'd be if you just had your aces out there.
Forget about being aces. Well, you had to be, what if you were the big stack?
That's what I'm saying. You know, imagine how pissed you'd be. What a way to lose your stack.
Literally.
Yes. Hunk sunk. I sunk. My sack stunk.
So
anyway, what were you saying?
In Colorado,
mm-hmm.
this past week, there was a tournament in one of the casinos there, and there was a woman and a man. Yes, a poker tournament. A man and a woman. They were at a table, and I guess
is this another funny poker story?
It is a funny poker story. So the man was contemplating whether or not he would call the woman's all-in raise.
Oh, okay. Well,
and he simply stated, would you rather, he says, if I fold, will you show your hand? And she responded, I would rather show my bare chest. To which he responded, I thought you were transgender, and she got very upset.
Wait a second. I don't know. I mean, things on the grapevine change all of the time, in poker especially.
Right.
I don't know who told you this story, but I don't think that's what she said.
Well, that's my impression. That's where I read it, but it gets even better.
I don't think she said that. She said, I'd rather show you my tits. And then she mucked up.
Well,
if it's the same story.
I was trying to keep it PG.
Oh, well, we're not PG, are we?
We should be.
Oh, whoops. Okay. Well, I better
keep those. In any event, he ended up calling the all-in raise, and her straight got cracked with the flush. He thought he might have had a higher flush. And she got so angry, she started yelling and screaming, demanded a refund. Eventually, she called
the desk. Yes.
Yes. Eventually, she called the police.
She did indeed. And when the... I don't know why she would think that she's entitled to a refund to start with. Who on earth thinks that? She's clearly a crazy woman. Sorry if you're related to her. This woman is clearly off her chops, as we would say in Australia.
And...
Kangaroo pack.
When the police came, it turned out this woman had an arrest warrant out. So did she not get a refund, and not only did she get knocked out of the tournament, she got arrested
and taken away instead of the man. Do you know what? He was writing all over Twitter as this was happening, which is where I read the story when it came on out. And she called the cops on herself. That's what you said.
Yes.
Ha ha ha. This is nuts.
Well, there you go. There you go.
I don't know. The whole thing is nuts. Number one, what sort of decent woman would speak like that? Now, obviously, I say the F-bomb. I'm Australian. We do that. But obviously, I'm not going to tell someone I'd rather show my bare chest, as you say.
Yes.
Let alone demand a refund from a tournament. I mean, even a newbie knows once you pay that entry, you're not getting a refund.
Right. So,
anyhow, calling the police, lunatic. This week, guess what else happened when it comes to wars?
It's in Holland. Holland.
Yes. Yeah, that's if Dutch is Holland.
Oh, there was a big fine at online gaming company.
Yes, there was.
Fine. Yes.
Unfortunately, Unibet got cracked one hard.
Yes, they had to pay 450,000 euros.
Correct.
Which
yes,
is
you're
about,
on the same track as
which
me
is
now.
About which is about 600,000 US dollars, approximately. So they got busted
because...
for breaking rules. Yes.
Well, yes. What they were doing was they were offering a whole bunch of their services to the Netherlands, I believe, and they're not allowed to.
Yes, they were advertising to another country, which is not good. And
that's like all these people that keep advertising online poker to Australians. I'm telling you, they're going to get cracked. It's not
well,
here.
I wonder if they're advertising companies that are not approved by Australian government, right? So if the company was...
Which is pretty much no one. I mean, you know, they're going and saying, come and join me on, I don't know, this side or that side or this side. I don't want to go into full details. I get messages to my inboxes. I see them blatantly posting on their walls and posting in people's groups and thinking, you know, oh, yay, I'm going to earn some money through being an affiliate or marketing this company. Woohoo. You idiots. Anyway, whatever. Let's not go there. That's what you're going to end up like Unibet, except as an individual in Australia, you will end up in jail.
That's no place to be. Trust me, I've been there.
As we already determined earlier in the show, apparently. Though, remember, he's not a hardened criminal. And hopefully he never will be. I don't like hardened criminals.
Okay, one more thing that we want to discuss, and then we'll move over to our weekly topic. I just wanted to mention because you are
how do you know what we want to discuss.
Well, we're coming up on time, that's all. I think we just want to do the last
okay
one.
well I want to discuss quickly before you say that there was also problems with Malta. They are being there's 137 million in a new tax claim that they're being forced to pay. Italy's financial police have accused them of tax evasion. That's SKS365 for anyone who's interested in that. So, you know, just so I can take us all around the world.
Was that Leo?
Was
that Leo? Is he barking?
No, it might be a child or two, though. they're punching each other's heads in. Who knows around here?
Yes.
You were about to talk about New Zealand, though, weren't
yes,
you? I just knew you were.
Yes, that's the last thing I wanted to mention. New Zealand, I guess, is pouring a bunch of money into the online gaming industry.
Well, New Zealand residents spend ridiculous amounts. They're like Australians. They gamble and gamble and gamble. I believe that they have spent over $380 million, in fact, just in the last 12 months in online gaming.
Now,
that's
are they online. Are they worried about the negative impact? Because some people are probably, I'm reading here that some people are accumulating vast debt that they
can't
pay off.
Well, that's their problem.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's what I think. You shouldn't be an idiot. You should be there playing slots. And, you know, this is the problem that happens all around the world. Games of skill such as poker and, dare I say, blackjack, even though I'll get into that, why I say, dare I say, blackjack, and we'll make this a love subject. So games of skill like poker, online poker, definitely a game of skill. Try playing with 12 tables open.
Right.
Most people can't do it. Most people can't play with four tables open. Most people don't watch
the most that I've
come in is 3. That's as many as I played at one time, and that is exhausting.
So then on top of that, there's all of the mathematics involved, and if you happen to use a HUD, I mean, you know, there were discussions in last year in one of our shows about how using a HUD has become such an important thing when it comes to online poker. For some people, you know, that helps you get an edge, all of that skill base. These people that are out there ruining it are people pushing slot buttons, online slots, online bingo, this, that, and all the rest of it. Now, I urge, if there is any government official from any country out there listening to us, I urge you to understand there is a difference between gambling and gambling per se. There is gambling where you, as a player, can have an edge.
Oh, yes, 100%.
And spend limited amounts of money, too. I mean, obviously, it's not much money for me to spend $10 on an online poker tournament for hours of entertainment. That's not $40,000 a year. That's like nothing. You know, it's 10 bucks. I'm going to spend that if I go to the local club, aren't I?
Right. So anyhow, now with all of our news is all out of the way.
Absolutely not, because I haven't finished. I wanted to say, dare I call blackjack a game of skill? Guys, when you're looking at trying to implement, so this is people in other countries, this is just to help them. All of those people that are losing their online poker, make sure blackjack is not included as a game of skill in your petitions, because that is what shut down, effectively, online poker in Australia. If we hadn't have added blackjack, I think it would still be up.
100%.
And I'm sorry, everyone, that I sounded so nasty just then.
As we end our show, it's time for our recent update on Area 51. It'll be happening in approximately 30 days.
What's going on?
Well, what's going on is there's going to be a little music fest around the same time that it's going to happen. And they're expecting 10 to 20,000 people. And also what they're expecting put in an emergency. Well, that's just for the music fest. But the problem is that it could be quite a bit more. Nobody knows exactly how many people are coming because they don't RSVP. What happens is they are putting in emergency plans, which will probably majorly disrupt that area, because those are the town of Rachel, Nevada, only has like 50 people living in it.
We're losing you, Dr. Nick. It's the aliens.
Can you hear me now?
You are cutting out.
Well, in any event, we'll just say that
Area 51 is still on. There are 3.5 million going or interested.
Yes, so we don't know what the hell is going to happen. So hopefully they'll work it all out. So until next week, Danielle, the hot Aussie chick Adams.
And I'm not going to go and fight, just so everyone knows, over blackjack being, you know. Obviously, blackjack's a game of skill. I was just trying to point out that clearly online it is not, because, you know, there's auto shuffle and there's nothing. So don't include that. I just sounded hard ass then.
Okay.
Bad ass. Nasty.
In any event, till next week, everybody.
Yes. Whatever he says. Aces and faces.
Bye-bye.